There's a piece on ESPN about the pursuit of Kawhi Leonard and Kevin Durant by the Clippers, and they're being very, very original with this pursuit. To chat about it, here's Brian Windhorst of ESPN. What's up, Brian?
I don't know anything about hockey either, to be honest.
It's all good, man.
Come on, you got some scoops for us, don't you? A little hockey scoop for us?
I don't even know how many guys are on the ice, so go ahead and make fun of me.
That's no problem, man.
But you're not owning a team.
I'm an ugly American all through and through.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. We'll battle you if we have to, but yeah, we were talking about an owner of a team down in Carolina saying crazy stuff, and Cuban's been real quiet. Like, we'll get to your piece in a moment, but obviously he got into some real hot water in the past 12 to 18 months. He seems to be really quieted down. Am I missing something, or
Mark Cuban has been the evolution of Mark Cuban over the last like 5 to 7 years has been a fascinating. Now, granted, what happened to him with his team is a completely unique situation, and that's his own thing. But if you go back and look the way he operated 10 years ago, he was overpaying everybody. He just was spending money wildly. They were number one in payroll year after year after year. He was constantly in a battle with David Stern. He was getting fined almost monthly for things. Now the Mavericks have been one of the lower spenders. They've been more in the middle of the pack for the last 5 to 7 years, and he has kept his mouth shut basically since Adam Silver got in there. He's undergone quite a transformation, as an owner, and it's really been interesting to watch, actually, if you're paying attention to it.
With Brian Windhorst of ESPN, so you've caused quite a stir up here in Toronto, and I'm sure in the Bay Area as well, and probably in LA, I would think, Brian. The piece is up online, ESPN.com. The Clippers' bold plan to land Kawhi Leonard and Kevin Durant. Take us through the boldness of this plan.
Well, I think that the Clippers are the biggest threat to the Raptors to take Kawhi Leonard. And I think the Clippers see it that way, and that's the way they've operated since the trade. And that's going to be the way it goes. I mean, one of the things that's happening in the NBA right now, you have a team like the Warriors who are so far and above everybody else. Combined with the fact that we have a free agent market that has 3 to 5 impact free agents, depending on how you want to define that. And then we have major markets with big cap space. So the Knicks, the Nets, the Clippers, the Lakers, a couple more teams, but the biggest markets with the cap space. You have a recipe for teams to be obsessed with free agency. And even though the Clippers are having a pretty good year so far, they're 17-10. I think they're 4th or 5th place in the West, which is really good. That's overachieving for them. Their focus as an organization is on free agency. And Kawhi Leonard is from Southern California. They see Kawhi as a guy who may not necessarily want to play with LeBron. Although I'm going to say, as you guys know, reading Kawhi Leonard is very difficult, if not impossible. So everybody's just making different levels of educated guesses. But the Clippers think they have a legitimate shot at stealing Kawhi Leonard, and they would have felt that way whether he got traded to any team in the league. And it's not really that much of a secret. They have designed their books to open up 2 maximum salary slots so that they have something that very few teams have had in the history of the NBA, which is enough money to attract 2 max-level players and a team around them that's not too bad. You know, they're not going to be in the, top 3 picks where they're, they've got 15 wins or whatever. It's very rare to see a situation like that. And they're playing in a city that's desirable to play. And they have the richest owner, I believe, in American sports. The guy is worth $30 billion who is willing to invest anything in that team. And you have a potentially attractive situation, and they're going to swing for the fences. Whether or not they get the guys, that I can't say. It's very difficult to read ahead into free agency, but they're going to swing.
What is the deal with having an executive at all the Raptors games? Apparently an executive at all the Warriors games to watch Kevin Durant. I mean, why do you need to watch these players? You pretty much know what they're bringing to the table. And what if the player found out, they'd feel good about that an executive from the Clippers was at all the home games or all the Raptors games? Well, what is the reasoning behind that?
I don't think they've been to all of them, but they've been to a lot of them. But this same thing happens with recruiting for great high school athletes. There are times when you know in basketball you're not allowed to talk to the recruit, but the coaches come and show their face. Mike Krzyzewski gets on his private jet, flies up to a high school game, sits in the stands, waves at the guy, goes on. It is an unorthodox way of doing it. You know, some of the executives that they're sending and scouts that they're sending, Kawhi wouldn't necessarily recognize, but it is the tact that they are taking. And at the end of the day, if they're able to land, whether it's Kawhi or Durant or another free agent, and this tact contributed 0.5%, and again, your owner is worth $30 billion and he doesn't care about the cost of sending these guys, then the ends justify the means.
Is the fact we're talking about it like mission accomplished?
I can tell you right now, the Clippers were not happy. I had that line in there. They came after. I thought it was a Valentine story, but they were not thrilled about that. That they were revealed. Although, you know, if you've been to a Raptors game this year, there's a better than average chance that you've seen a Clipper official there. Certainly, the games that I've been to, I've seen Clipper officials there. So it's not like something that they could hide. But I would say this from a Clippers perspective: this has been a laughing stock franchise for 40 years. The fact that anybody would say they were, you know, they saw the Clippers as a threat to do anything, even if it's to just even get a meeting with a free agent, it's a major, major step in what they want to be as a franchise. So I would say that even, you know, having the Raptors take notice of it is in some ways a victory.
With Brian Windhorst of ESPN, somehow LeBron, you know, factors into the whole NBA universe. Him being in L.A. with the Lakers, do you picture that affecting these other guys? I mean, I keep hearing people say, you know, Kawhi or Durant, they may not want to play with LeBron, but do they want to even be in his orbit in L.A.?
The answer that I can give you is I don't know. And I think that, you know, that may sound like it's an ignorant answer, but I actually think it's a telling answer, because there was a time when I felt like guys would crawl over glass to play with LeBron, and we're seeing some signs of that not necessarily being the case anymore. You know, we saw Paul George, who could have joined the Lakers with LeBron, his hometown team, and he elected not even to meet with them, even though he knew LeBron was very likely going to be going there. We saw Kyrie Irving demand a trade away from playing with LeBron, even though they'd won a championship together. When Jimmy Butler furnished the Timberwolves with a list of teams he wanted to be traded to, he included the Clippers, but did not include the Lakers. So what do we take from this? Do we take from this that there is a desire that LeBron is pushing people away a little bit? Or do we take from it that it was just individual one-offs and that the Lakers are a historically glamorous franchise and playing for them and competing for championships is amazing, and that somebody, one of these major free agents, and it only takes one, will say yes? Again, I'll go back to saying I don't know, but the fact that it's in a gray area, I think, is something that further emboldens the Clippers to try to go after these guys.
Who do you think would be more likely as of today to take up the offer? Would it be Durant to the Clippers or Kawhi to the Clippers?
That's a really good question. I think when it comes to free agency, the mistake that you can make is by casting ballots in December or January. I think all that really matters is what the score is on the scoreboard at the end of the season. And so I could give you a flippant answer that could be turned into a headline somewhere, but it would just be that, a flippant answer. But I do know that the Clippers, I do believe, will be a serious threat. And, you know, I think the Raptors have to feel pretty good about the way things have gone with Kawhi, but he's just so hard to read, guys. You know, last year, by midseason, the Thunder were like, you know what, I think this is going okay with Paul George. I think we got a real shot here. You know, they were able to kind of get a read on what was going on. There's no read with Kawhi, and that's what makes it a little bit, not only challenging, but also scary.
Yeah, and very consistent.
It's tampering, and I'm not happy about it.
What's that?
I think it's like borderline tampering. I don't know, the Clippers and showing up.
We're sensitive up here because everyone wants Kawhi to stick around, but, you know, to your point.
Well, I don't know if it's tampering, but I'm going to tell you that tampering in the NBA is rampant. And
no kidding.
And if you're not doing it, you're not trying.
Right.
I'm not accusing anybody. I'm just telling you that accusing another team of tampering, no one will ever accuse anybody of tampering in the NBA formally, because then they'd get investigated themselves.
I want Masai at the Oracle tonight, waving at Kevin Durant the whole game. Just wave at him.
There.
Come to Toronto. Why not?
You know what? He could probably do it, and nobody would, you know, I mean, me maybe get made fun of, but it wouldn't. Nobody would accuse him of anything legal.
Right, exactly. Great piece, Brian. Thank you for doing this, man.
Have a good week, guys.
There's Brian Windhorst of ESPN.